As far as win streaks here in the U.S. division, the Silvertips not just surging here for first place as well, but they have also added the reputation of a Grim Reaper for this weekend as well. Last night, killing off the Seattle Thunderbirds' six-game win streak, and now extinguishing the Tri-City American seven-game mark, and the Tips skating away victorious this evening in a tough place to play behind three. Count them, three third-period goals. Final score, Silver Tips 4, and the Tri-City Americans 2. Mike Benton with you here to lay all the highlights out for you on our post-game show brought to you by Tulalip Resort and Casino. It began with Ethan Brown's first career WHL game, nearly put the Tips on top 1-0 as he went toward the front of the net and just missing a post-to-post feed courtesy Bradley Gothals. But late in the frame, it was his line mate Branson Hine taking over to give the Silver Tips their 1-0 lead. Palamaki controlling through one on the front, deflection just wide off of James, and recovering is Ian Walker. He shovels one towards center. Here comes Branson Hine, left wing, wrist shot, score! Branson Hine, 1:27 to go in the opening frame, wiring one, right past Rylan Parento. Hine picks up number two on the season, and the boys in green on the board first. It's 1-0 Silver Tips. Branson Hine exuberant right toward the glass to celebrate his second goal in about a little over a week. Ian Walker with the only assist, coming at 18:33, and the Silver Tips nestled with a 1-0 lead at the end of one period of play. Big key as well to keep Tri-City at bay and avoid chasing a game very early on. But Mario Petit once more rising to the occasion, and as much a big part of this scene as others in this game. This big save on Kyle Olson in the second period to maintain the lead. And a puck cleared. Here comes Geeky down the lane, open right side. Geeky, the pass in front. Save made by Mario Petit. Sliding post to post, denying Kyle Olson. Mario Petit, 8 saves in the opening period, 7 as well in the second period to maintain the 1-0 lead. But the Silver Tips bitten on Kyle Olson's game-tying goal, 11.6 to go in the second period after Matt Fontaine missing on a breakaway when Parker Wotherspoon collided with Dylan Cotlin, all to open up the lane for Bicod the Fontaine, but Parento made the save. Olson came back seconds later, stashed a wrist shot courtesy Lucan and Geeky, and this one all up for grabs, a 1-1 tie at the end of 40 minutes of play. But the Silver Tips taking over in period three. The leaders rising to the occasion. Kevin Davis, his first of two in the game and in the period at 11:51 to give the Tips the lead back again. Irving 10-footer ahead, Fontaine cruising down the right, Tri-City zone, through one of the front, goes up the middle, and a shot by Davis, he scores! Kevin Davis sizzles one on through, 8:09 to go, third period, as KD38 right off his tape, and number five on the season, it's 2-1 Silver Tips. Davis with the blast, and it would be the assist to Matt Fontaine and number one as far as points in a Silver Tip uniform for Aaron Irving, who had an assist as well on the play. But Tri-City once more with a response at 13:23. A tip-in by Vladislav Lukin to make it dead even again. And now Lukin from the corner, feeding Geeky top of the circle. Cross ice for Coughlin. Thrust one of the net, he scores! Back and forth we go as Dylan Coughlin able to bank that one right on through. And that might have caught a piece of Vladislav Lukin with 6:37 to go in the third period. An answer from Tri-City, and we are tied at two. And upon further review, the goal would officially stand. It would be Lukin to pick it up, number 19 from Coughlin, with the primary helper on that, and Morgan Geeky, and a 2-2 tie, helping deliver dramatic moments late in the game. But Tri-City issued with a delay of game penalty to Yusuf Alamaki, and it would be lethal for their side. Kevin Davis again with 4:30 left to restore the Silver Tips lead for good on the power play. And a face-off one to Kevin Davis. Bykov sending one of the backs, and Tasso walks in. Center point, Davis. Now Bykov open right side. In the back, Davis, a one-timer, he scores! Kevin Davis again! 4 minutes, 30 seconds left, third period, no quit. This evening, here from the boys in green, it's 3-2 Silver Tips. And Davis, his second goal of the period, a multi-point game, once more rising to a role as one of the premier defensemen in this league in his graduation year. Number 6 on the season from Bykov and Sentoso at 15:30 to give the Silvertips a 3-2 lead. Tri-City was desperate, pulling Ryland Parento, but Connor Dewar with the dagger on this empty net goal to make it 4-2. And Geeky right side looking in front, turned away by Brian King. Here come the tips, his head man for Dewar to the empty net. He shoots, he scores! Connor Dewar, 27 seconds left. And the mass exodus here in Kennewick is underway. The Pit Bull picks up number 9 on the season. On the empty net heave, it's 4-2 Silver Tips. And Connor Dewar with the play and with the final goal in this one. Brian King also with an assist, which also means another power play goal. The Tips would finish the evening at a 2-of-3 clip and ending the Tri-City Americans' 7-game win streak this evening on their own home ice. The Tips also reaching the 30-win plateau in just game number 44 of the season in a 4-2 win. Tips are now 36-7-1 on the campaign with 68 points on the season. Tri-City falling to 29-18-3. The Tips now claiming their fourth win this season in the series. All-time their record now 59-58-8. By the way, Mario Petit, he wasn't too shabby as well, giving Carter Hart the night off. He gets the win with 22 saves as well, and Petit running his record to 10-2-2-1. The loss in net to Ryland Parento. He falls to 18-9-1 in a 20-save effort. Tibbs victorious here in Kennewick and coming back home here for the 4:05 finish for 3-3 on Sunday against the Spokane Chiefs. Enjoying this one, though, on Saturday, 4-2. The victory over the Tri-City Americans. I'm Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.